Good evening. This is the pre-recorded shiur intended for Wednesday, the 12th of August, 2020. Chof Beis, Menachem of Tovshin Pei. And I do hope you're all keeping very, very well. Tonight's shiur is Simon Tov Kuf Hei, which is Yaloch of Din Chole, Behemah B'Yom Tov, which is milking on Yom Tov. Is there an issur to milk on Yom Tov? Is there a problem with that? The answer is yes. There could be potentially two problems. The intrinsic problem, which one may be over on, is Mefarek. We know that on Shabbos, there is an issur, as well as on Yom Tov, of Mefarek, which is basically the issur of separating Oichel, something which is useful, edible, from something which has no purpose. In a way, it's quite similar to Boireir. And the theory of the Malach is to make a separation between one useful item from something else. And this is really what you're doing when you're milking, because you are milking the cow and you are separating the milk from the cow. Previously, the milk wasn't achievable, accessible, drinkable, and now it is. You're now doing melacha of mefarik. Besides that, there is another problem of noilat, because the milk was previously not really reachable, accessible, and now it's in the bucket, and therefore now it's in one way it's yesh me'ayin, it's become existent and available, and therefore it is within the category in the issa of noilat. So we've got to appreciate and at all times look at the two potentially surim, mefarik and noilat, but nevertheless at times we'll see that you may actually milk the cow and benefit from it. How, when, and in what manner? That will be discussed right now. If you've got an animal which is actually meant for shechting. So this cow, don't look at it as a cow. Look at it already now as an assembly of legs, I don't know all the parts of a cow's, and all various parts of the cow which you're going to be eating sooner or later. In fact, you're going to eat it on Yom Tov. So it's a collection of food. It's food. It's, don't look at it as a cow. Look at it as a food. So if you've got an animal which is meant for shechted, and before you're shechting it, you say, you know, actually, why don't we just take the milk out? You know, the cow is going to have lots and lots of milk, many, many liters of milk. So you know what, before I'm shechting it, let me just milk the cow. And you want to milk the cow to eat, or rather to drink the milk. Now, if you are milking it into a bucket, that there is no food in it, also it's takasu. To milk this cow, and the milk is going to go in an empty bucket, you're not allowed to. However, now comes the exception, but if you're milking into a bucket where there is some food, that will be permitted. What is considered food? If there's food, it's permitted. What does it mean, a bucket with food? Such as that the milk is improving the food, such as a cereal, or there's crumbs, and the milk gets absorbed in it. So we're learning now that in principle, yes, there's an issur mefarik. Yes, in principle, it's a problem of noilat. But in actual fact, you can get out of this. There's a way of milking a cow in which there is no problem of farik, no problem of noilat. And the way this is achieved is by, if you have in the bucket, an empty bucket is going to be a problem. But if you have in the bucket, you have some food. Cereal is a good example. So by milking, you're actually not over, not on mefarik and not on noilat. Because mefarik, it's not. Because it was, this cow was a cow which was meant to be shechted, it's an oichel already. So don't tell me you're making food from non-food and therefore it's mefarek. It's not, because it was already, it's considered a food already because you're shechting the animal. So you're taking the milk out and you're extracting it from the cow which is already edible. So that's not mefarek. Mefarek, the definition of mefarek we said, is you're separating something which is useful from something which is not useful. Well, don't call that cow not useful, because you're going to shecht and eat it soon. So it's useful from useful, and thereby it's not considered mefarik. So that's that sorted. So it's not mefarik because you're going to shecht that cow. But we said there's another problem, that's noilat. You're recreating something new. You're making something which didn't exist into something which is a food now. Well, it's not a problem either, because really what's happening is you're extracting, you're milking this milk into a cereal. So now it's already, it's absorbed in a food, and therefore it's not noilat, it's not something new. That cereal exists already. You're going to tell me it's a bit more liquidy now, it's milky now, all right, okay, but it's not noilat because it exists already before. So again, Rabbi Yossai, there's two problems that could potentially be, and they're both very severe, by milking a cow. One is mefarek, which is separating good from bad. And the second problem is noilat, which is only rabbinical, which is a recreating of something new. Both can be helped. How do you help both isurim? By milking a cow, which you are meant to shecht, into a cereal or something edible. How does that help? It helps because if the cow is already designated for shechita, so that cow is already considered an oichel. Therefore, as far as mefarik is concerned, it's oichel. An oichel is something which is used, has got a purpose from something which has a purpose, as opposed to an animal which is going to graze around, and it's taka oichel mitoch psoilis. But that's oichel mitoch oichel, and that is therefore not considered mefarik. In terms of noilat, we said it's not a problem either, because it's not newly created food, because you're milking it directly into a cereal, and therefore it's really something which is existing and has existed already. Therefore, there's no problem of noilat. But he can't start milking your whole herd of sheep because of one little bit of bread you're going to put inside the basket. That's bucket. That's obviously not good. It has to be that the food that you have created is it's mainly solid and only a minority liquid. Continues the Ramon, page 238. If you're talking about a guy who is milking a cow, your cow, and Yom Tov, the Yid looks at it, you can be lenient. So a guy who milks the cow, you don't have to worry about the way he milks it, because it's a guy, even if the Yid sees it, you can be lenient. What does that mean, that the Yid sees it? It's because, another problem, because then it's not Chol of Yisrael. If the Yid doesn't look at it, it's not Chol of Yisrael, which is a problem. So the Yid looking at it over here is in terms of the Issa of Chol of Yisrael. Ach, noagu boy issa, ve'en ishanos meni are stringent, even with a goy milking it, he's got to make sure that he's milking it in a bucket where there is some cereal or something, some food. Miu b'yom tov, yeshal golis mutu b'yom tov sheni. But on Yom Tov Sheni, there is room for leniency. That a goy milks it randomly into a bucket on Yom Tov Sheni. As to whether you can ask a goy to milk your cow, Shabbos, that's the discussion, Simon Shin. Hey. And there's also a further discussion in Simon Tov Kof Yud as to whether you can make cheese on Yom Tov. I must have mentioned it in the past. No, one second, let's just look at Mishneh Berurah over here. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Base. I'm turning back the page to Shulchan Aruch. Lechol acholof, heroi tzeloim aboi b'yoyim, on that day. And so, chmocha b'chol gavni also, you're certainly not allowed to milk a cow for the subsequent day. That's certainly also. Yisrael or Eus, if cotton test, team Einere, if he doesn't watch it, also the Yisrael or Oilom, Yishtos, and then he would be anywhere forbidden to drink that milk, because it is a beer, as we learned in Simon, Simon Kufte as well. Yeah. Now, I must have mentioned in the past that I remember clearly hearing from my grandmother how she used to milk the cows. She used to have in her front garden a cow, And my grandmother was born in Debrecen in Hungary, 1912. She was a very wealthy family, indeed. Nevertheless, some things were just common practice, and part of that was to have your own cows. She had a few cows, and one of them is for milking. And she used to milk the cows. Well, she didn't actually physically milk the cows. There used to be a farmer who milked the cows, but I remember she told me that she was asked to watch it, to oversee it. So that's the milk should be kosher milk and should be challah v'sar. It is actually interesting that she told me that, because I was wondering if it's really possible that a child can make the milk into challah v'sar. Normally, would assume that it's an adult which needs to watch over this process to make sure that it's challah v'sar. And I wasn't sure if it's okay for a child to. She was before bas mitzvah when she did that, and I looked into it, and yes, indeed, it's perfectly in order. There's maybe some stringent opinions, but it appears clearly that the minhag was that even minors were able to watch over the milk being. The cows being milked to have the milk. It must have been very fresh milk, and I'm sure they enjoyed it very much. So whether you're holding before or after your coffee, enjoy your milk, and I wish you a very good evening. And we'll continue Be'ez Hashem, Simon Tov Guvav, tomorrow Be'ez Hashem.